Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And this, Lee, this would be funny if it wasn't so sad.
Yeah,
looks like the GOP leadership might have accidentally created a vast police state with the FBI in the driver's seat. It's got to be an accident because, I mean, like, nobody can be this dumb, you'd think. Because, see, there was a provisional change deep in that FISA spying warrant, you know, reauthorization, where they kind of changed the way the program works. Yeah. And this is being called the single most vast expansion of the police state since the Patriot Act. I don't know if they read it or what. I can only laugh this morning because it's so absurd. I'd be crying. How bad is it, Lee? So bad, the GOP is freaking out the Democrats, and they love the FBI. I think the FBI ought to be able to rule with an iron fist over all of us. Unbelievable. Here's how Breitbart describes it. Lawmakers and privacy experts on both sides of the political spectrum are sounding the alarm over a provision in the Spy Powers Reform Bill that one senator described as, quote, the most terrifying expansion of government surveillance in history. Well, that was a Republican senator, right? No, that was a Democrat senator. This bill is so radical that Democrat groups and some Democrat senators are raising the alarm, including liberal Democrat Ron Wyden, who said he would do whatever it took to stop this. And once you read about what's in there, it's a pretty good idea. We pretty much need to stop this, or we live in a state very much akin to China. Thank you, Mike Johnson. And Lee, I'm just assuming they didn't read it or understand what this definitional change meant. I'm hoping so, because I always thought when tyranny and this kind of a police state came to us, it would be at the hands of the FBI and the Democrats, not the FBI and the Republicans. What this does, okay, right now the NSA and the FBI are engaged in vast lawbreaking when it comes to FISA. FISA was only ever supposed to be used to spy on foreign nationals, not U.S. citizens, in other countries. But the thing is, the signals network, right, runs through cables that run all over the world, but most of them run through the U.S. in a nexus, right? So they get the big companies, Verizon, people like that, to hand them the information. So they have everything on everyone in what is essentially a digital folder that you can then go into a NSA database. You could Google me and find every text I've ever sent, every email I've ever sent, every keystroke that I have ever typed. But it only uses like Verizon, you know, the big telecom providers, right? This says, oh, you're going to love this. This updates the definition of electronic service provider to include any service provider who has access to equipment that is being or may be used to transmit or store wire or electronic communications. So it's like, what businesses are we talking about would now be subject to turning over all their data to the NSA and the FBI without a warrant, continuously and on demand. Pretty much every business there is. Pretty much everyone. If they use a router, they all do. I mean, how are you going to get by, right? If they connect in any way to wireless communications, which we all do, they must turn their data over. And they are automatically gagged once asked for the data. And no warrant is necessary. This provision's been referred to by privacy advocates as a Trojan horse for the Patriot Act. It eliminates permanently any semblance of privacy of any kind in America. It's over. Total police state. Total police state. So when you have Senator Ron Wyden calling this new power terrifying, and you have Elizabeth Goteen, she is the co-director of the left-leaning Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice, okay? These are the people who want to take your guns. And they're like, whoa, deal what? No, wait a minute, hold on. Now, we could have had this vast security state in operation, but they'd at least have to get a warrant, right? They'd at least have to get a warrant. Nope, no. No, Speaker Mike Johnson made sure they didn't have to get a warrant. So did the other Republicans, over 100 of them that voted with him to make sure they don't have to get a warrant. Cool. So next time, they want to pull all the private information of 19,000 GOP donors, as they did in 2021. Or, hey, surveil over 1,000 Republican primary candidates. Why'd they commit a crime? No. National security implications? No, it was just appears to be election interference, election monitoring. FBI did that. That was illegal, too. Do they need a warrant for that? No, no, they don't. So any business, according to Elizabeth Goteen, she's with the Brennan Center, liberal Brennan Center, can and probably will be turned into a spy network for the FBI and the NSA. She writes, this sweeps in an enormous range of U.S. businesses that provide Wi-Fi to their customers or who access Wi-Fi in the process of doing business. Barbershops, laundromats, fitness centers, hardware stores, dentist office. And she says the real boon for the FBI is going to be commercial space providers. So if you have a commercial space and you rent out office space, right, and you've got like a any kind of journalistic enterprise going on in the building, or better yet, you're a commercial apartment owner and there are journalists living in your building. Guess what? You're going to turn over every single thing they do. And you don't have to turn it over on a case-to-case basis, right? Because businesses don't just possess these records. What you have to let them do is just kind of shimmy into your system, pick up whatever goes through the wires.
Well, that way they don't have to worry about the Catherine Herridge situation like at CBS.
Yeah, it's real convenient. I mean, they can just go and get it. They just come right through the wires and get all of it. The point being, you can't hide from your government ever again. The Fourth Amendment is dead. I mean, it's gone. It's gone. This is a vast dragnet. So anyway, the good news is that Republican leadership, I've got to think maybe they just didn't catch this definitional change.
One would hope.
I'm hoping that, because the other possibility is so horrifically terrifying I can't even contemplate it, that they actually want to live this way. They actually want to, and that after the terror that FBI has foisted on Donald J. Trump with Russia collusion hoax. This is the same FBI that went to the FISA court along with the Department of Justice, perjured themselves, lied to the judges under oath. They should go to prison for that. But we have a corrupt DOJ. And so it is limitless what they are capable of. And they just, the Republicans essentially just gave them total power. As a reward, I guess, for the Russia hoax. I guess it's a reward for framing Donald Trump. I'm hoping that's not the case, though. I'm hoping they just don't get it. I hope they just don't realize what they just did. So I'm trying to figure it out. I don't understand why Mike Johnson would betray us like this. I don't think it would have been any better with Kevin McCarthy. He was a huge FISA supporter. But
maybe we should buy stamps.
Yeah,
Maybe we have to go back to letters and postcards to have anything that would keep the government's prying eyes out of our business.
And, you know, when you consider, Lee, that this is a government where they openly tell you, everyone from the, you know, leaders from the Department of Homeland Security to Joe Biden, that they consider half the country domestic terrorists. And you're like, oh, cool. And then you hand them the power like the Republicans just did. Like there's a total disconnect here. So this is really legit terrifying. And to hear Mike Johnson say, hey, listen, I sat on a committee. We looked at the thousands of times the FBI broke the law using this data, which again, Lee, there's not supposed to be any spying on Americans.
No.
Period. End of memo. This is to surveil foreign terrorists, okay? That's it. And he admits, yes, what they did was terrifying and really bad. But they came to my office and I talked to them and I thought they were nice guys, so I just gave them total power. I mean, this is just, this guy's an idiot. I don't even know what else to say about Mike Johnson at this point. You know, I mean, Kevin McCarthy was profoundly corrupt. Mike Johnson's just dumb. He's just dumb. I mean, I'd like to sell this guy some land, you know what I mean, in a swamp.
Yeah.
This is our speaker, and the front of this is really muffled, but you can hear him say, yeah, it was terrifying how the FBI broke the law, but then I came to understand it was necessary to get terrorists. And it's, let's see, is it going to play? Okay.
When I was in the judiciary, I saw the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became speaker, I went to the SCIF and got the confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective.
I saw the terrifying abuses by the FBI, he says. Terrifying abuses. But then I said, you know what? It's okay. Here, have more power. By the way, those terrifying abuses were kind of also illegal. When we have to rely on liberal senators to rein in the FBI and the deep state. I'm at a loss. I hope somebody asked Mike Johnson to explain this. I've lost the thread. I'm not following anymore.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, just want to ask for everyone's patience. I am so sorry. I'm hearing that none of yesterday's Terra Show podcasts are on the website. Yeah, unfortunately, our engineering department that deals with that is at the corporate level. They're not here. So all we can do is fill out tickets and pray. And our prayers are not being answered. Unfortunately, it's unbelievably frustrating. My Battleground America podcast, if you are a subscriber and you're not getting it, that's because of this problem. They can't seem to figure out what you need to do to get it, because it's not posting to our website. You're right. It's not there. You can go to like Apple, Spotify, any of those places, or you can always go to my social media, my Twitter, my Facebook. It's always pinned to the top. It's just at Tara Servatius, Tara Servatius. I always pin it to the top of my social media every day, and it's there. So we're kind of doing a workaround. So if you're not getting it, it's not because I'm not doing it. It's because it's just not posting. And yeah, I know so many of you listen to the Tara Show throughout the day, and I'm just sorry. All I can do is apologize and just send another frustrated email to engineering at the national level. It's really, really frustrating, and I am so sorry. But again, to get the Battleground America podcast, one way you could get Battleground is just text keyword Battleground to the text line, or you know what, just text my name, T-A-R-A, and you'll get the Battleground link. And of course, that's 71307. And it's heartbreaking because they've cut my Battleground listenership in half and they still haven't fixed it. There's nothing I can do, so I'm just going to be calm and smile. But and that's a shame too, because I think I've done some of my best Battlegrounds ever in the last two weeks. And about half the audience is seeing them. So you could always text keyword Tara, T-A-R-A, to the text line 71307, get the podcast, or again, go to my social media. It's pinned to the top. And then as far as the Tara Show podcast, I am so sorry. I don't know what to do about that. We're just going to all have to, you know, cross our fingers and hope they get it together, or that somebody eventually gets fired for not getting it together, something like that, which never happens here, which is why we have these problems. So anyway, yeah. And you just have to laugh. I mean, if you have a zoo crew where you live or where you work, they just can't get it together. We have one of those. A lot of people are texting Tara, and I am so sorry. Someday I think they'll get it to where you get the notification again, but I don't know when that day is going to be. It could be weeks from now. We're already like 2 weeks into this, so. And if nobody in the company has a podcast left with any audience, that's okay. Nobody cares. No one will get fired. That's how it is, though. So that is where we are. And I'm sure it's exactly that way where you work as well. We're frustrated here. We can't do anything. Our managers can't do anything. There's nothing that we can do. Texter writes, hey, Tara, perhaps you are being censored by the deep state again. Well, now I am on Facebook, so. I can't even live stream the show on Facebook anymore. And you know what's so funny about that? NBC News announced that the FBI was going back to censoring, and it was the exact, they announced this a few weeks after the FBI started censoring again, and it was that exact week that I have not been able to stream the show ever since. It gets blocked. We try to put it up every day on my Facebook page. It won't go. So they don't want you to hear what I'm saying, which means you really need to hear what I'm saying. So there we go. All right. Meanwhile, you want a date she'll like? Love the band Heart. I do. I know. It's going to kill my street cred. I do. I know they're cheesy, but I like Barracuda, Magic Man. Yeah, all that. Hey, guess what? They're going to be at Bon Secours Wellness Arena this Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Yeah, so free tickets right now on us. First caller, 800-905-0989. That's 800-905-0989. And you know what? You can break down and buy the tickets too if you don't win them. By the way, every day this week, there'll be a chance to win sometime on the Tara Show for astute listeners. So Heart is bringing their Royal Flush Tour 2024 to Bon Secours Wellness Arena. And they're also going to have as their guest Cheap Trick. So some great music there. Chance to win your free pair of tickets. We'll have it again tomorrow. And 800-905-0989. All right. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Incredibly frustrating watching the GOP do what they have done, give almost total power to the FBI. As the speaker, Mike Johnson, says the FBI was doing terrifying things with FISA spying, illegal things with FISA spying. But then they came to visit him, and he was able to see how very wise they are. Even though they keep breaking the law, that's okay. We have to get terrorists. You mean the ones we're letting in the front door? Or back door right now down at the border? Well, yeah, them. Okay, cool. Texter writes, radio is the last frontier where freedom's voice can be heard. It is. It really is. Elon Musk manages to stay out of prison, and the DOJ is working on a criminal case on him right now, the Wall Street Journal reported. As long as he manages to stay out of prison, no, there will be another place for us to be. But other than that, no. And this is terrifying, folks. This is a police state identical to what they have in China, and it was buried in that FISA bill. And you know what makes that so annoying? It passed by one vote, and there was a GOP congresswoman who said she really wanted to vote against it, but she had the flu. So we're just not going to have Fourth Amendment, I guess. I guess that's what we're going to just not have, a Fourth Amendment. Because this, maybe the Supreme Court will do something with this. I don't know. What we have to do right now is hope the Democrats stop it in the Senate. You heard me right. Hope the Democrats stop it in the Senate. We now have liberal Democrats so terrified of what the Republicans just did, they're talking about Todd. So we have talking about stopping this FISA bill in the Senate. I hope they can get the votes together. Basically, what this says is any business that transmits, stores, wires, or participates in electronic communication, so any business in America, right, must allow the FBI and the NSA to scoop up its data. No one can hide anywhere at all. All data must be scooped up. Nothing can be hidden. And they get to do it without a warrant. We could have made them get a warrant, but the Republicans killed that. Mike Johnson killed that. Because we have to get terrorists. We have to get terrorists. Yeah, we got to get them. So the FBI, who is spectacularly not interested in terrorists, but very interested in Catholics that pray the rosary, very interested in parents who tell the truth about their daughters being raped in bathrooms by boys in skirts, those kind of terrorists are the only ones they seem super interested in. This provision has been referred to by privacy advocates as a Trojan horse for Patriot Act 2.0. Edward Snowden warned on Twitter, this is the most dangerous thing he has ever seen. So I don't know if the GOP read the bill or they just rubber stamped it. You know, really scary. There was only 19 of them that, voted, the right way on it when it came to the warrant provision. Just really scary. This allows the government to forcibly and secretly conscript uninvolved Americans and American businesses to spy on each other. Any communication that travels along a wire can now be forcibly scooped up by the FBI. They can come to your house and go to the business and say, hey, we need to tuck in. We need to get everything coming out. Yeah, Breitbart's operating out of your building. We'd like to watch them. And when they do it, listen to this. They don't need a warrant, and there's an automatic gag. So you can't go to the media and say, listen, the FBI is surveilling Breitbart. Think who this applies to. Who are they going to use this on? I'll tell you who they're going to use this on. They're going to use this on Twitter. They're going to use this on Elon Musk. You can go to prison for telling the public the FBI is illegally spying on your customers. Think about that. You're a Republican Party, y'all. This is one of these mornings I'm like, you know what? Why even vote? Why even write a check? Why? Just why? But you know what? You should. Because we have some great Congress members in the upstate who fought this every step of the way. And I want to thank Ralph Norman for having a brain where our Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't have one. Thank you, Ralph Norman, for fighting this every step of the way. Thank you so much for that. I can't tell you how grateful I am. And William Timmons has not been a big supporter of FISA, but he did vote the right way this week. So thank you to Representative Timmons as well. Thank you to Jeff Duncan, who is, yes, on his way out the door, but he voted the correct way as well. So thank you so much, gentlemen. No, can you talk to your colleagues? I mean, do we have to live in a police state? Really?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the GOP accidentally creates a police state. This is far beyond anything in the Patriot Act. This is so alarming that left-wing groups like the Brennan Center, not a fan of them, they want to take your guns, is screaming bloody murder that we have to stop this FISA bill. Right-wing groups like the Heritage Foundation screaming bloody murder that we have to stop this FISA bill, or we're going to basically live in China. Apparently, Republicans missed, didn't know, didn't care. Not a lot of brain cell activity going on. A critical change in the FISA Surveillance Act from whatever's, you know, it's never been before, that says that this allows the FBI and the National Security Agency to co-opt any business and ultimately any individual in business to spy for them. That no, on anybody, for any reason, no warrant needed, and you get an automatic gag order. So you can't be like, oh my gosh. And I'm just using the example. One of the ways they could do this, according to the Brennan Center, is go to corporate real estate owners. So if you have a newspaper, you have a publication, you have a journalist who lives in your building and rents from you, oh yeah, you can be made to collect all the data. Now, you don't have to collect it yourself. You just have to let the FBI into your cables. That sound like America to you? Wait, without a warrant? No warrant. So when you have Steve Bradbury, he's with the Heritage Foundation now, he was appointed by George Bush, who is no fan to civil liberties. This is a guy who held a conference a few years ago demanding censorship of the right wing. Okay? When that guy is freaked out and he's going, dude, we're going to live in a police state. When Senator Ron Wyden is going, dude, we're going to live in a police state. When the Brennan Center is like, whoa, stop, whoa. Whoa, we can't do this. We're going to live in a police state. Unfortunately, this has already passed the House. Mike Johnson was the tiebreaker vote. So, wow. On this, the same Mike Johnson, again, who explained, yes, I saw what the FBI is doing with this. It's very terrifying and all. But then I met with them inside a skiff and they made me see. They made me see that we need to stop terrorists. Well, again, folks, that's a straw man's argument. You don't need, you can stop terrorists with a warrant. You can do that. We don't need secret spying with automatic gag order power. We don't need that to stop terrorists. We stop them just fine. That's what the FISA court is for, okay? It's a secret court so that you can go to the secret court and get a warrant. And here's the question, folks. FISA was only ever supposed to be used to spy on terrorists in other countries. So there is no reason that they should be able to co-opt your law firm, your laundromat, your doctor. I just heard from a friend of mine who's a doctor. Yes, in answer to her question, yes, that includes your medical records. Nothing is barred. Oh, except Congress. Yeah, you can't get their records. They exempted themselves. So how do we stop this? We are going to call Lindsey Graham's office and Tim Scott's office and hope we can get something reasonable out of them. Text keyword Senate to the text line 71307. Whether you're North Carolina, South Carolina, I'll have all your contact information right there. You can put in your state, choose a senator, and email. Call them when the office opens, beg not to live in a police state, as Mike Johnson and the Republicans are trying to get us to do. What's really interesting to this is you're seeing widespread horror, quite frankly, from the left and the right, including liberal Senator Ron Wyden, who is saying, I will do everything I can to stop this. So this is yet another, this is Breitbart. Breitbart is writing this morning, this is yet another massive step toward bringing a Chinese-style panopticon to the United States. This is absolute total surveillance power, end of memo. It enlists landlords, owners of small businesses of all sorts, retail stores, fitness centers, dentist offices, doctor's offices, commercial office buildings, as the government's partners in warrantless surveillance, all data turned over. This is not speculative. The amendment clearly allows the government to secretly conscript uninvolved Americans and American businesses to spy on each other. These KGB-style powers pose an existential threat to our civil liberties. The Senate must block this provision. Who says that? Demand Progress Policy Director Sean Fitka, a liberal Democrat. So you've got Heritage this morning going, OMG. And then you've got the liberal Brennan Center going, no, we don't want to live in China. And then you've got Demand Progress. I mean, you know how these Democrats are. They're totalitarians, right? And they're even like, whoa, whoa, Mike Johnson, whoa, step back. Here's Democrat Senator Ron Wyden. The House bill represents one of the most dramatic and terrifying expansions of government surveillance authority in history. It allows the government to force any American who installs, maintains, repairs anything that transmits or stores communication to spy on the government's behalf. That means anyone with access to a server, a wire, a cable box, a Wi-Fi router, or a phone. So that's any business. And ultimately, it's any American. It would be secret. The Americans receiving the government directives would be bound to silence. There's no court oversight, no warrant necessary, total absolute iron fist power for the FBI. Senator Ron Wyden, who I don't think I've ever agreed with in my life, he is the senator from Oregon, said, I will do everything in my power to stop this bill. This gives the FBI total power. Dang. You know, I'm looking at this and I just got to figure Mike Johnson ain't the brightest. I think they're just not very smart. I think it's got to be that because nobody could be this stupid. I think. I mean, you know, like just to think that it would be a good idea, understand it and think it's a good idea. I think just not bright. I think they just didn't read the bill. It passed and now they're finding out what's in it. After the FBI came and personally lobbied the speaker. So, look, folks, here's the thing. Kevin McCarthy was also a huge fan of FISA and the Iron Fist of government. So I have to believe I think Kevin McCarthy would have passed this too. I don't think it would have been any different. But this is a problem. We can't live this way. So we have to hope the Democrats will stop it in the Senate. This is where we are today because of the idiots who lead us. And let me tell you what, after this, Mike Johnson does not need to be speaker again. Let's just end this. No leadership for Johnson needs to just go be a congressman. I don't think anything above that is really what he can handle. They just ran circles around him on this. So, all right, we'll be right back. So after the Iran attack on Israel, a good side of that, of course, was that it wasn't too impressive. Anyway, after Joe Biden greenlighted, because he did, the attack by Iran on Israel, then sent our troops smack in the middle of it to interdict the missiles that he gave them permission to fire. He gave them permission for a limited attack. He wanted it limited. Told him this via Turkey. We know this because no less than the mainstream media outlet Reuters reported it. Then sent soldiers smack in the middle. I hope he was really assured that it wasn't really that dangerous. Don't know. Anyway, we and Israel managed to block most of it. So the question becomes, you know, should we have given them $16 billion, especially since we continue to allow them to draw down on the money? And they kind of killed five of our troops, or we just don't care about our troops. I don't know. It's Biden. Bidenomics. It's the Biden administration. Here's Cheryl Cassoni. Here we go.
President Biden approving a sanctions waiver which granted Iran access to more than $10 billion. It was signed just 6 weeks after an Iran-backed drone strike killed three American soldiers in Jordan. Of course, Iran now attacking our ally Israel for the first time in history. It's not the first time, though, according to the Fox News Brain Room, that we've seen this money become somewhat flush for Iran. They've been given access to at least $16 billion in total worth of funding since President Biden took office. That money could go towards things like missiles, nuclear weapons, funding a proxy war in the region, all while stifling the rights of women in Iran.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Plus the $100 billion in sanctions relief that Biden gave them. Trump had them really locked down with sanctions, and they were broke. I mean, people were in the street. I think the mullahs would have been overthrown if Trump got another term. So, given all that, given the fact that we've never had the Houthis on the seas acting as pirates with modern weaponry, sinking British ships and all, is there any regret, you know, giving Iran the $16 billion and then the $100 billion worth of sanctions relief? It lets them buy and sell oil. Anybody got any regrets? Peter Ducey of Fox News asks Biden spokesperson John Kirby. Here's what he said.
Is there any regret here about unfreezing billions of dollars for Iranian leaders during the president's administration?
What unfreezing are you talking about?
He unfroze billions of dollars.
For Iranian leaders?
Yeah.
Really? I don't think so.
Okay, so first of all, it's for humanitarian purposes, but doesn't that...
But you don't believe me.
Well, doesn't that free up money for them to spend on other stuff? Where do you get the money for an unprecedented number of munitions to fire at Israel?
So first of all, I'm betting if they're sitting in Tehran, they're taking it seriously when President Biden says he's going to defend Israel.
He doesn't deny any of it. He doesn't. We helped him buy the munitions and all that. But we also shot him down. So, yes, we just do both sides of the war. It works out great. How about not have the war at all? How about that? Wouldn't that be good? A lot of you weighing in on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. You think that Speaker Mike Johnson was bought off or threatened by the FBI? Because this is not the same FISA bill as before. This is a total police state, like way beyond anything in the Patriot Act. So bad, it's freaking out people on the right and people on the left as they're figuring out what the Republicans just passed. By the way, it gives the FBI almost total power. Unbelievable amount of power. Texter writes, who actually writes these bills? That's what I'd like to know. Texter writes, this bill was written specifically for Elon Musk. They want back into Twitter. Yes, you are right. Genius level analysis there. Exactly what they want. And I said that earlier in the show. I said this way the FBI can go to Twitter, force Elon Musk to turn everything over, let them inside the system, and yet he's gagged. He can't tell anybody they did it. Texter writes, they obviously got to Johnson somehow, probably blackmail. I mean, either that or he's just an abject idiot. Which, I mean, it could be. He's a Republican, so I don't know. I mean, our elected officials are pretty bad. Texter writes, Johnson is probably another fake conservative Christian who's probably a closeted, who's compromised. You can fill in the blank on that one. I don't even know anymore. I don't even know. But, you know, when I thought this would be, we'd end up in a police state, I thought it'd be the Democrats that would build it, not the Republicans.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.